picking up the phone and understanding you. Somehow I can't speak, it doesn't come to me. I wish there was a way. I thought someday it would hurt less. The rector dressed himself in a mirror. Knee deep, I try to dig deep for a code for proof that words are the only solace. I walked away and I learned less. I come correct to the mess in the mirror. Honesty never buried. Oracle, it's proof of life is the only solace. Quien dijo eso que no sabes nada? 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 Quien dijo eso que no sabes?
Man, I wish I were listening to some.
Traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection, a realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again, rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet, a journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
What time it was. Yeah, 52 years ago today, that song was released. ABBA, Waterloo, made it to the top 10 right here in this country, and it sold nearly 6 million copies, one of the best-selling singles in history. Good for them. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you, another edition of Jukebox Journey. So glad you could join me today. Hope you're having a good day. And myself, I woke up this morning, and I went outside, and I was like, it's sunny out. It's sunny in Oneonta, and it's getting into the 40s. It's going to be a great day, right? Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You are celebrating your birthday today with a guy who was born in 1948. He's Welsh. He was a former milkman, and he was the UK's biggest selling singles artist of the 1980s. And you could probably never guess who it is because I was baffled when I find out. It's Shakin' Stevens. He's having a birthday today.
This old house wants new children. This old house wants new wife. This old house was home of comfort as we fought the summer light. This old house wants when we left. This old house heard many shots. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks around. This old house is getting old. This old house that's in the rain. This old house that's in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chill, but I feel no, feel no pain. All I see an angel feet do is broken.
Hey! Watch Five Datelines with your wife. You'll look her right in the eye. We doing all right, you and me?
Wondering, waiting, worrying about some silly little things don't add up to nothing.
Remember that song, it's official, you are old. That is Daniel Boone from 1972 and Beautiful Sunday. And would you believe that song remains the biggest selling single by a foreign artist in Japan? It sold nearly 2 million copies. And in 1972, Rolling Stone magazine named Daniel Boone the most likable singer of the year. Oh, good for him. Hey, Johnny G along with you. Welcome to another edition of Jukebox Journey. Recently, I just got done reading a new book by Tim Curry. You know, Tim Curry, Rocky Horror Picture Show, numerous movies, stage, things like that. And if you like Tim Curry, don't get the book. It was so boring. A book that you should check out, though, if you like or saw the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the movie Say Anything, Jerry Maguire, all written by the same guy. And that would be Cameron Crowe. He's got a new book out called The Uncool, a Memoir. And if you saw the movie Almost Famous, and if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. Great soundtrack. And if you have seen it and you're reading the book and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that from the movie. But, I mean, there's so many memorable lines from Almost Famous that you could just, if anybody else has seen the movie and you quote the line, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that scene.
We all have a sixth sense, intuition. When you meet someone, you suddenly feel like you can't live without them. This could be the memory of a past love from the collective unconscious. Or it could just be hormones. I'm sorry, I can't concentrate. Rock stars have kidnapped my son.
some romance. Though the night is falling and the music's calling, and we got to get down to swing town. We've been working so hard. We've been working so hard. Come on, baby, come on, baby, let's dance. Bump, bump, bump. Come on and dance, come on and dance. We may not get another chance. Though the night is falling and the music's calling, and we got to get down. Bye.
Just help me get my interview. I have to go home, Dick. Dick, I have to go home.
Look, you saved the tour, and that's good enough for now, right? Come on, big fella. Let's go.
I heard the flower.
Did you, man?
You heard the flower.
That's nice. Come on the bus.
Ladies and gentlemen, the evening is over. We hope you all enjoyed yourselves, and we'll see you all again in 1974. Good evening!
Blue jean, baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eye, pirate smile.
Elton John here at 90.9 FM and Tidy Dancer. Johnny G along with you. Welcome to another edition of Jukebox Journey. Hope you're having a good day today. And I got to tell you, like every Wednesday, inevitably I come home and my wife will say to me, did you play me a song today? And I always say no. And then she'll say, why not? And I'll say, because you were at work and you don't listen at work. But she's home today. So I got a couple of songs for her, and hopefully she'll like these selections. FM, the Ramones, Rock and Roll High School, to Joan Jett, Bad Reputation.
Give a damn of a bad reputation.
Rita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly, here at 94.9 FM. Johnny G with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, we got a request coming in from Tuckahoe, don't you know? This one's going out to Kristen. Enjoy it.
Give me a man after midnight. Take it. grew up in a very religious family, but my best friend now is atheist. He said to me, how can you believe God exists when you've never seen him? I said, well, I believe Home Depot employees exist.
Swim ashore without a life, this I'd be stuck again. Wish I was much more masculine. Maybe then I could learn to swim like 14 miles away. Now floating up and down, I spin colliding into sound like whales beneath me diving down. I'm sinking to the bottom of my everything that freaks me out. The lighthouse gleam has just run out. I'm cold as cold can be. Sometimes it feels just like I'm falling in the ocean. Let the waves up, take me down. Let the hurricane set in motion, yeah. Let the rain of what I feel right now come down. Let the rain come down. This breathing, not knowing how to think, I scream aloud, begin to sink. My legs and arms are broken down, within me for the solid ground. I'm reaching for the life within me. How can one man stop his ending? I thought of just your face, relaxed and floated into space. I wanna swim away, but don't know how. Sometimes it feels just like I'm falling in the ocean. Let the waves up. Sun. I calculate what I had done, like jumping from the bow, yeah, just to prove that I knew how, yeah. It's midnight's late reminder of the loss of her, the one I love. My will to quickly end it all, set front row in my need to fall. Into the ocean, end it all, into the ocean, end it all, into the ocean, end it all, into the ocean, end it all. Sometimes it feels just like I'm falling in the ocean. Let the waves.
Jackson 5 here at 90.9 FM, and I want you back on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. Today is March 4th. Today is also officially, and I don't know who came up with it, but today is officially March 4th and Do Something Day. Okay, well, I got out of bed today, so that's good. But today is also National Grammar Day. I did not know they had a National Grammar Day. Because inevitably, you must know somebody who's either the grammar king or queen, and you get into a discussion about there, and there, and whom, and who, and whoever.
Honestly, Michael, it's for you to know it so that you can communicate it to the people here, to your clients, to whomever.
Oh, okay.
What?
It's whoever, not whomever.
No, it's whomever.
No, whomever is never actually right.
Well, sometimes it's right.
Michael is right. It's a made-up word used to trick students.
No. Actually, whomever is the formal version of the word.
Obviously, it's a real word, but I don't know when to use it correctly.
Not a native speaker.
I know what's right, but I'm not going to say, because you're all jerks who didn't come see my band last night.
Do you really know which one is correct?
I don't know.
It's whom when it's the object of the sentence and who when is the subject.
That sounds right.
Well, it sounds right, but is it?
How did Ryan use it as an object?
As an object.
Ryan used me as an object.
Is he right about the...
How did he use it again?
It was... Ryan wanted Michael, the subject, to explain the computer system, the object.
Thank you.
To whomever, meaning us, the indirect object. Which is the correct usage of the word.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is Toby, why don't you take a letter opener and stick it into your skull?
Hey, this doesn't matter. Honestly.